Bruchem Aboyim to the sixth in the series of Shi'urim on the origins of the Halacha from the sources. Last time, we left off with a question on how to understand a passage in the Yerushalmi in Brachos. The passage of Yerushalmi in Brachos is commented upon the last part of the part of the first mission in Brachos, which tells us about the sons of Rabbi Gamliel. Right, it says, the Mishnah says, Maisha Bovana be Beis HaMishta, the sons of our will came from the Beis HaMishta, from a wedding. But Amala lo kanas Shema, and they said to him, we didn't read Shema. Amala him, so he said to them, Loi Olam Rashach, and tell them quiet. So if you know, if it's still not Olam Rashach, then you're still required to read Kriya Shema. So the Roshami asked the question, Rabbi Gamliel pligged on Rabban v'avod over the kavase. Rabbi Gamliel argued on Rabban, and he did in accordance with his psak, which means how could Rabbi Gamliel follow his own psak when he's a yachid connected to Rabbi, right? And the Gemara gives examples of Rabbi Meir, the Gemara gives examples of Rabbi Akiva, of different tanoim who argued with the Rabbim, with chachamim, and nonetheless these tanoim did not follow halacha lemaisa based upon their own psak. And the question is, I mean, why would a person follow his own psak? If you say the person is bottled to the chachamim, so why should Rebbe list him as a das yochid in the Mishnah? In which case, according to the Mishnah Ediyos, it's still possibly to rely upon the b'shas adchak. So in other words, the question is, why would a Tana who argues with Rabin, if he's listed in the Mishnah as a Das Yochid, why do we say that he doesn't follow based upon his own Psak Halacha? So what's the purpose of listing him in the Mishnah for? He's Batal L'Chachamim. That was the question that I asked. And the question I raised was Mimanav Shach. If in fact, actually, we don't say they go by Rabbim in such cases, so therefore why should the Tana be Machmir himself? And if we go by Basar Rabbim, so why should the Tana appear at all in the Mishnah? Why should Rebbe have included him in the Mishnah? So, I looked through several of the Mepharshim in the Yerushalmi, and there was nothing that was that I felt was really. Actually, I didn't see anyone even raise the question. But in any case, I thought the answer in the following way is that, in fact, actually, when Rebbe includes a Das Yochid in the Mishnah, like the Mishnah Ediyah says, then we can rely upon the Das Yochid, or the Gemara can pass like the Das Yochid, or we can rely upon the Das Yochid Bishas Adchak, based upon, there's a Machlekes, we saw the Rambam and the Ravid, but nonetheless, in other words, a Das Yochid in the Mishnah, so certainly the Gemara can relate to Das Yochid. Like we see, the Gemara Chesim and Bezin Brachis, on Rav Yudah Amashmor, Halach, Rabbi Gamliel. Right? Now, why does the Tana himself, I claim the Tana here is being Machber on himself. In other words, that's actually the Lashon of the Tesefta in Shabbos, I think, Parakut Beis, where Meir was Machber on himself. And in fact, there's a Tosfos in the Tesefta Aleph of the Zohar that suggests in general that Tanai would Machber. Why would he want to be Machber on himself? So the only answer that I can think of is based upon a Gemara in Yevamos and Daf Ayin Zayin of Aleph. The Gemara in Yevamos says, Omer Rabbi Abba Omer Rav, actually the Gemara appears also in Kiddushin, but somehow I remember in Yevamos and Daf Ayin Zayin. Call Talmud Chacham Shemeira Halacha. Any Talmud Chacham who is Meira Halacha, who issues a Halacha, who rules, Uba, right? Im Koyle Maise, Umba, Shaminla. In other words, if he rules the Halacha, then a Maise comes to him, so he listens to him. Im Lav, if not, Ain Shemimla, you don't listen to him. In other words, for example, if a Talmud Chacham would say a piece of meat is kosher, so if he already ate the piece of meat and he asked him whether it's kosher, you don't listen to him. Of course he's going to say it's kosher. He's going to eat the piece of meat and then he's going to rule that it's not kosher. But if in fact actually Talmud Chacham says it's kosher and then he's going to eat the piece of meat, that's fine because you don't rule before you ate the piece of meat. Now I want to suggest maybe this is the principle that's working here too. In other words, Rabbi Gamliel was interested, or Rebbe was interested, or Rabbi Gamliel was interested in that his shita, the Flavon HaShacha, should be preserved for posterity. So in other words, if a Maisa comes to Rabbi Gamliel and he paskins that you can read Flavon HaShacha, you could say, Well, the only reason he said Gemilat Rabbah Shachar, because it was Negei Timur, irrelevant Timur, or a skit. There was a skit came, and he was very upset that he didn't read Kriya Shema, so he passed it to them, if Rabbah Shachar is not a right to read Kriya Shema. So in other words, a person might think, based upon this Maisa, that Rabbi Gamliel is issuing this psak that you can read Kriya Shema to Rabbah Shachar. In which case, what? The halacha is Ein Shonim Lai. So because of that, Rabbi Gamliel himself, in order that his psak should serve for posterity, so when the Maisa came to him, he in fact was machmer on himself. So we shouldn't say that it was, in other words, he's ruling Acha Maisa. That's what I want to claim in the Ulshan, which means like this. Rabbi Gamliel really held that you can read Kriya Shema to Rabbah Shachar.
Lechatchila,
right? However, right? Just like Rabbi Akiva, held what he holds, and Rabbi holds what he holds. Except the what? I'm biased against Rabbi Gamliel. So normally Rabbi Gamliel would not pass it like himself, because then people would think that maybe Rabbi Gamliel is passing on a shaka because it was relevant to him and to his children. So that's the bar X. Bar X is that it wasn't relevant, that he wasn't the Gela Maisa, because anyway, Chachamim say you can't read after Chatzai, like the Gemara, like I explained to the Ushami last time, and because of this, he wasn't arguing in the Chalik and Chachamim. But that's what I wanted to say, is why Tanayim, if a Maisa comes to them, they'll be machmir on themselves. Okay? That's my reading of the Ushami. If any of you have a different reading of the Ushami, or if you see someone reading the Ushami differently, I would like to hear it. Of course, I'd have to agree to it. You don't like it.
I like it. Isn't it Sheker, though?
Sheker.
He's telling his sons to pass my chachamim, even though he doesn't have a chachamim.
No. His sons go. No. You have things backwards here. Rabbi Gamliel is passing for his sons.
They can read.
According to they can read.
But he makes it sound as.
But normally, if in fact he was arguing chachamim, which is not the case, like the Ushami explains, then he would be machmir for himself for his sons to be machmir like chachamim. Why is that true? Because we shouldn't say that Amliel is issued as Plak Halacha because it was negate, it was relevant to him and to his sons.
So he.
But no, he doesn't. But that's the question of the Ushami. Ushami raises the question, why did Rabbi Gamliel do, like, in the Koytz's opinions, connect Chachamim? Because you see, Rabbi Kima didn't do, Rabbi Meir didn't do, what did Gamliel do? So Ushami gives an answer. But what is this content that a person's machmer on himself?
In other words, if Rabbi Gamliel knows the cameras are rolling and this is going to be written down for posterity, he's got to paskin like what he thinks the halacha is not.
No, he has to be machmir on himself.
Like, meaning, like,
right.
Not like what the halacha is.
Right, why? No. His opinion will appear in the Mishnah. But if a maisa, an act, happens to him, it's like this. There's two things in the Mishnah. So it says, Rabbi Gamliel, what does it say in the Mishnah in Lachais? It says in the Mishnah in Blachos, Rav Gamliel says, "Avjai Omer Hashav." That's his psak.
Right.
That is where it's a ma'isa.
Right.
So the psak, Avjai Omer Hashav, Rav Gamliel's maskim. That should be in the Mishnah. Bring it in the Mishnah. The psak is going to appear in the Mishnah.
When is he ever going to paskin like his opinion?
When he's got an opinion.
Every time someone comes asking the question, he's going to say,
"No." For someone else, he might paskin. Just on himself. His sons are like himself. His children are like himself. If you come to Rabbi Gamliel, say, "Rabbi Gamliel, can I read it?" Say, "Yes, you can read it." But Rabbi Gamliel himself might not be machmer on himself, or be machmer on his sons. His sons are like himself.
So the way that his opinion has weight is if he goes against his opinion.
Right. No. If he's machmer on himself. Right. That's what I want to say. Because what? Because if in fact there's a meiser, if there's a recorded meiser, Rabbi Gamliel was maker like himself, I could say. This would, in a certain sense, quote unquote, discredit Rabbi Gamliel, right? Like the Gemara in Yevamah says, if he did a Maaser and then he issues a high law, ain't sure made the high law. So, no, that's what I look. In any case, that's what I think is the pshat of the Ushami. Okay, fine. Now we're going to now turn to a little bit different issue.
Isn't it a chiddush to say that the Tanaim that preceded Rabbi? They were aware of the process that was
going to
unfold in the Mishnah?
No, because he couldn't possibly be the paskin for other people on Amar HaShachar. If you came to me, I'll pass Amar HaShachar. My son comes to you, I'll be machmir. Forgetting about the Mishnah. In other words, my opinion, I'm paskinning for people other than myself. Because if I paskin for myself, then you might not listen to my opinion. You'll say, why is Tripitz paskinning for you? Because he himself was caught the same plays and he was making for himself.
We find that neat, don't we, that one of the Amorayim was... They can't ask his family what he does because he may be Paskin.
But we see examples in the words. Whenever the Rishonim brings two examples, one's example test on Shabbos, we see that Tanayim, we see this as a pattern, that Tanayim will be machir for themselves when they're arguing on the Rabban. But it doesn't mean that they're succumbing to the Rabban. They're machmir on themselves. And that's the Lashon of the Yerushalmi, Doshet Beisepter. Rabbi Meir says, right, Rabbi Meir says, Alva Pishani make a lacherim, machmer any alatzmi. That's the Yerushalmi, that's Doshet Beisepter in Shabbos. In other words, we know Rabbi Leila's make a lacherim, but he's machmer on himself. Why? Because he's afraid the people will say, why are you making lacherim? Because you make on yourself too. That's one of the claims. It's a Gemara that finds out on the Aleph and the Vamis, look at the Gemara. And I think that is, in my opinion, I mean, that's the best shot, obviously, on Megevon Dachar. But you don't say this in Torah, and I guess that's the only shot I've heard in the Yerushalmi so far. Okay, fine. Now, I want to speak now about a very interesting topic, and we're actually going to go a little bit nitty-gritty in the halacha. Okay? Last time, we spoke about the Gemara and Dalud Beis, right? That according to Rabbi Gamliel, right? That the Chachamim, but why did the Chachamim say Chatzos? Kedei lahachas lo minaveila. Right, and then the Gemara says that in Dalam Beis Kedetani. Chachamim also sayed the vein. Chachamim had a sayah. We spoke about the sayah last time. Kedei shelo ye'odim ba ben asada ba'erev. A person should come from the asada from the Dalam Beis and Brachos. You shouldn't come in the field. But I'm going to the basis, I'll go to my house, I'll eat a little bit, I'll drink a little bit, I'll sleep a little bit, what happens is he's knocked out, right, the shluch chaps him, he's sleeping all night, Christ, he read Chumash, Imrach L'Shama Shaina, say Mishnah, Kriya Krishma, Mispalel, Vaicha Pitai, Mavarech, and the Rishalmi, and the Vais concludes, V'chalayim Adi Mecham, Chaya Misa. Okay? Now, there's a very interesting Taisvus. Taisvus says, V'koye Krishma Mispalel. This is the first Taisvus in Dalma Beis, the Mamasa V'koye, V'chule, says Taisvus, Mikan Mashma, from here it's Mashma, from here it seems, When the time reaches to say Krishma at night, a person should not eat a meal, which means, as Taisvus, you can't eat a meal when the time of Krishma reaches. And Taisvus uses the lashon of a suda, Eilachol suda. So the fact is that in the Shulchan Aruch, in similar like Shabbat Hay, with the Machaber, Paskin, and Sif Beis, Reisham and Hay, Sif Beis, also the Askel Echol, Chatzi Shah, Somek, Lisban Krishma Shah Avis, a person shouldn't start eating within a half hour of Krishma Shah Avis, right? Shalom speaks about the laws of eating before Maile, before Krishma. So, the Bogan of Ram, the Sifkot and Dalit, Diba Maskel Askel Echol, says the Magen Avraham, Loshen Atur, Oslik Baya Suda. You can't become Baya Suda. V'chekas of Amonachai, B'shem HaToisves, and they're good there, B'shem HaToisves, right? So therefore, what comes out is, Ti'ima Ba'al Mashavi. In other words, the Magen Avraham is being Medayek. In other words, the Rabbi was reading of the Toisves, that since the Toisves used the Loshen, Anlo Lechal Suda, so the Bible understands that a person is allowed to eat. When the time that Kriya Shema reaches, a person is allowed to eat, he just can't eat a meal. Which I guess, Api Alacha, we would say that's either a Beitzah Pas, a Gzaizah Pas. Certainly, you can eat vegetables and meat, whatever doesn't constitute an amount of bread that you have to bench on, which, actually, the Shiel Kavir Sunda, at least in the Chasukah, the Fish Lamentez, is actually a Beitzah. But in any case, that's the Psak in the Magen Avraham. Okay? So, in other words, person, time is manakrishma arrives, according to Bokhan Avraham, Allah Lamaisa, right? A person can either snack something, can have ice cream, a cup of coffee, whatever it is. The main thing is that you can't sit down and have a meal with bread. Now, of all people, who argues on the Mogen Avraham? Rabbi Akiva Ego. And I want to actually go through his the arguments of Rabbi Akiva Ego, because they're very, very significant here. First of all, Rabbi Akiva Ego says, I'm in the Rabbi Akiva Ego, in the Tosfos Rabbi Akiva Ego, in Brachos, Perak Aleph, I guess it's Mishnah Aleph, it's Ois Gimel, Rabbi Akiva Ego. He's going on the Rav, the Ravat Matnura, that says that once the Zman Krishma comes, right, so therefore also is oil, it's also to have a meal. Right? Koshikin Lishan, etc. So says Rav Akiva Ego, the Koch Kosfu Ateis was Dalam Abeis, a lot of Breisa, Shalom Yom Adam Echokim Mikan Mashma, Shemisha Shigizman Krishma Laila, Shem Lachal Suda Achi Krishma Spalo. So Teis for the Rav Akiva Ego calls the Teis for us, which is the source for the Avavad Matanua that says it's also this oil, you get up a Suda. The Dying is Amagan Avram, Rav Akiva Reis, Rav Akiva Reis, the Dafka Suda Asa. Kivek is the Bagram is Badayik, that what's also forbidden only a Suda, and what Tiba Shah. You can taste something, which means less than a Beitz or Pats, whatever you define as a Suda. Okay? So comes up Kivek and asks two incredible kashas. On the, it's actually, that if you understand the Tosis means Suda Dafka, which is the way Bagram learns, which is what the Tosis actually says, then Rav Akiva Ego has two, what you would call the yeshiva bomba kashas, back-out kashas. And what Tamulis is Rav Akiva Ego. But in Cain, this is true, L'mai tzrich l'mai can be b'raisa. What can I draw a b'raisa? It's in Mishnah Ruka, Perak Al B'Shabbos, Mishnah Beis. Right? It's a Mishnah Shabbos, Daf Tezim B'Beis. Right? Rav Akiva Ego, this is the Mishnah, because it's a regular Pesha Mishnah. The Tezim B'Beis, what it says, Mavzika the Kriyashma. In other words, if I'm eating a meal, time Krishma comes, the Mishnah says, well, I have to be mafsik, I have to stop the meal and say Krishma. Vimkei koshikei, then maschilin, so they can't eat a meal. What are these braisa? It's a Mishnah. And Shabbos. Okay? So it says of Kiveika, elavadai mucha, that has to be, we have to say, the kavanosum
la'af. What's the second question?
Well, we'll get, one second, get the second question. I forgot the first thing brings us is Breeze's eye to the second question. Right? Mucha tikabanasam, less of Tila. Right? It must be what tastes the Suda in a Suda. They mean tasting something. Vespilo, the Lord Yochal Kima, Mashma Abdava Muma. Very good. And Kimek is another Kasha. What does the Kabbalah say? The question is I'm not going to, what does it say I'm going to eat a Suda? What does the Kabbalah say? The Gemara says, Oichal Kimma, I'll eat a little bit. I'll drink a little Ishta Kimma, I'll drink a little bit. Isham Kimma, I'll sleep a little bit. The Gemara says, you can't eat a little bit. That's what Kimma's second kasha. The Mason's a tshuva, or maybe in the, in another one of Rabbi Kimma's following, he elaborates on. The Gemara's mashma, Kimma, a little bit. What does it say I'm going to eat a Suda? Kimma, how many times the Gemara tell you how much you eat? Kimma, a little bit. Okay? Okay? Mash avda mabuat. Okay? So says Rav Akiva Ego, va'avda ha-toyiv is not to m'lashenu l'soid. Ah, Toysu said, right, ein lechol suda, the yuchosh of suda. Akol dochik umuk yad avshay galoi b'dik the kosh. We had to say, it didn't mean suda. They said suda didn't mean suda. Ah. Okay, now, says Rav Akiva Ego, and this is vintage Rav Akiva Ego. He thinks five steps in advance. He wants to bring a raya from the Maharashah. The chayin nira datsa Maharashah, which bechil to betes to mamaska, vishash kona nisha mapshi, yam, vishigiz ma kriish ma osu ma'afchil, vishah Maharashah, ala mishna, da-da-da, and then I know she wouldn't lechum atchuma, da-da-da-da. The Tosfos, the Rav Akiva Ego brings a raya that the Maharashah is not like this in the Tosfos Torah. The Maharashah, in Basil with Bez. Let me explain, let me give an introduction, Akiva Ego, but let me first present Rav Akiva Ego's thesis. His thesis is the Maharashah agrees with Rav Akiva Ego. When Tosfos is a Suda, they don't mean Bedafka Suda, but they mean Tima. What Rav Akiva Ego is the Maharashah speaking about that? Because there's a Tosfos in Beis Amud Beis. Okay? The Braisa says, it's a Tosefta, or whatever, the Bishasha only nichnas lechol pita gemelach. Right? In other words, when can you read Krishma? When the Oni sits down and eats pita gemelach when he eats his bread. So it says, as the Tosefta, Taima, like Tosefta, Oni guva batayis balem. When is Yoni himself gonna daven? So it's very good that you can be Krishma when the Oni sits in his bread. Because maybe you'll eat later, whatever. You'll eat later. But the Yoni himself, when he can say Krishma and daven, the Omad Zaman Chilos, and Zaman Krishma. You say that when he eats, it's time for Krishma. But Kenji was Zaman Krishma, also asking for Sudan, she's Bala Beresha. And since the time of Krishma is really the time of Krishma, he can't daven. He can't daven. He can't eat. He can't say Krishma. Like it says, the Kurgish, and then the title of Kabbat, like takes a reason by some later on, Dalabud Bays. The Kurgish is Bala Beresha, peace of Volkach. But the Rechom Chayam Nisa. So this is an answer that he says as man fill out the koyim as man suda the lab davka mishal nicholas etc. In other words, basically a little bit afterwards. Okay, this is an answer, but like it says the Baal Shor like this. The Taz has a question on the place. This man shall only oichel pita gemela when the other eats his bread when he breaks his bread. So Taz says it doesn't mean when he breaks his bread. First he reaches Krishma, then he breaks his bread. In other words, he puts off breaking his bread. Says the Baal Shor, why don't you ask the Mishnah? What does the Mishnah say? The Mishnah says, "Man is a kodesh ba'alvin. When do we kodesh by night? Mishnah is going to learn truma tomorrow. So when they eat truma, when the kind of going to? The question is, when are the kind? When are the kind of themselves going to eat kriyashma? They can't eat kriyashma, right? They can't say. They can't eat and then say kriyashma. That's the Mishnah's question. The Mishnah's question that Tosfos is why Tosfos asking on the Braisa? Ask him on the Mishnah." When the Kainim gonna say Kriyashma? The reader, he can't even say Kriyashma. Now the Malashok is an answer. What's the answer to the Malashok? The Malashok is an answer is, the Mishnah doesn't say the time that they eat, Truma. Well, what does it mean that? But the Mishnah says when they toivo, and there's an Olam Shemesh, when they're able to eat, that's when they say Kriyashma. But not when they eat afterwards. That's the Malashok answers. Right, however, right, so the Baal Shor says it means when they're able to eat. I want to claim the Baal Shor has a raya from a Tosefta. Because the Lashon of the Tosefta is, Ma'am is like Kunish Ma Ba'alvis, Mishash Ben Adam Nichol Betubat Watson, the Rabbi Mechom Amrim, Mishash HaKoyhanim Zakoyim Lechol Betubat Watson. And points out Hakash Lieberman, we have a raya here, is that now, he wasn't with a little bit before that. He wasn't with a little bit before that. But whatever it is, in any case, in other words, he makes a diok, and I might just at the computer, I put a reference, Ayin Marasha, on that place first. He was a bigger eye than Zakai and Chumi a little bit before, whatever, before they eat. But with the Zakai, I think that's the same aside. Okay. Let's go back. So says Rav Kiva Eger, the Marashah was on my side. Because the Marashah could send different tailors. What if the Tosfos, if the Marashah held, they called the Tosfos, I could do team, right? What should the Marashah have answered for the Tosfos? When it says in the Mishnah, Ma'am is like Lishma Ba'alvin, it means, Mishnah Kulim Lishma Ba'alvin, they're going to taste a little bit of Truma. They'll taste a little bit of Truma. They're going to taste it. They want a Beitza. They want it in soda. They'll taste it. Oh, they'll drink a little bit of wine. For the fact that the Maharshala did not give this as an answer as a Tosfos, this is the obvious thing way of understanding the Tosfos. If the Tosfos in fact hold that the prohibition of evil Krishna is Badafka Suda, so for the fact the Maharshala did not answer the Tosfos means, as Rav Givenga, the Maharshala holds like me. The Tosfos really means to Eva. And that which they said, Sa'uda, in Dalamud Beis, is Lav Dafka. That's the Rav Kiva Eger. Okay? Very good. Very simple.
How does this law now help? I'm just missing. According to the Maharsha, the poor person eating his bread,
Now, according to the Marashah, the Taisa says what it means, this is that time when he eats his bread. He'll first say Krishma, then eat his blood.
Right.
So, what about, so how come the Taisa didn't ask the question of the Mishnah? The Marashah says it means when the Kohen now is able to eat Truma. Right. When he's got to eat the Truma. Right. Because first he'll say Krishma, then he'll eat the Truma. So, Rav Kimeka says, what are you talking about? If you held the Taisa's hold, the Isser is a Suda, the better Taisa would have been to be. The Mishnah is being about to team. That's a bigger Chiddush. It's a nicer Chiddush. So Vaistoi, or it must be that the Malashon and the Taifa is that Suda is Labdaka. That's what Kiva Eger says. Let me just go back to Kiva Eger. What Kiva Eger says, right? So anybody's brings a Malashon for the Malashon. So the Kiva Eger, right? That in fact the Maskot is that the Taifa is the Suda is Labdaka. So it comes out of Kiva Eger's Cholik and the Maganavo. Okay? Halacha out of the sources. Lamai Nafkamina. The Nafkamina is, can you have orange juice before when the time of Zman Krishna comes? So quite the Magen Avraham, yes. You can have a cookie, you have a banana if you're on a diet, whatever, in other words. But according to the Magen Avraham, but according to the taste, according to Rav Kiva, you can't have anything, you can't taste anything. Fima's also. Make the starve until Zman Krishna. Okay, now. With all due respect, I'm going to be chalek and Rav Kiveya. Let me explain to you why. Let's work backwards. I want to start like this. Rav Kiveya says there's two layers. I'm bringing two proofs that when the Tosfos says Suda, it can't be the Suda. Okay? Two proofs. Number one, I'm going to say the proofs in a different order. I mean, the Gemara says, right? Oichal kimra, I'll eat a little bit. Eshte kimra, I'll drink a little bit. Ishan kimra. What's a mashma? He's not having a Suda. He's eating a little bit. It's called Teva. And on that, the Baisa says, with all due respect, the guy's about to have a meal. But he says that, I'll eat a little bit. I only have like three sandwiches. I only have like six cups of wine. In other words, it's like your guy comes to a shmogas board. Hey, I'll have a little bit of the shmogas board. when the Gemara doesn't say he eats a kibbeh. The business of the Oymer. The Gemara is quoting this guy. This guy is trying to be makhl himself. He's trying to be maktik. He's trying to justify themselves. He's going to eat and take a nap. And no problem. A recreation. Eilach lebeisi. I'll go to my house. Oichal kima. I'll eat a little bit. I'll drink. Of course he's saying a little bit. Because he wants to justify the fact that he can do this and doesn't have to worry about missing kriyashma. But of course, who's taking him seriously? He's from Kivenga. On the contrary, Oichal Kimra is a riot, he's gonna have a meal. He's saying a little, why is he saying a little bit? Because he wants to cover up the fact he's having a meal. So that takes care of the what kasha.
The calling of the Chachamim is not going on, it's going on that they shouldn't say Shema past Chatzos.
No, it's going on this price over here.
Right.
That you shouldn't eat.
Why would they be stacking that you should say before Chatzos?
No, it's not going on that. It's going on the other spice you shouldn't eat before Kriyashma. That's the thing about it. Now, second kasha is, Akiva Eger asks a question. Akiva Eger says, if it's speaking about having a meal, so when did the Baisa? It's a Mishnah. Shabbos doesn't have a base. The Mishnah says, right? Bafsik the Kriyashma in the Sifra, 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 Tfila. And they're speaking about a meal. It's explicit Mishnah. Now, I actually saw that in the Hagois and Shas, I don't know exactly which type of Shas this is. This is a this Hagois from Hagois from. There's one of the guys, he's a very famous Mefarash on Shas, which appears in the back of the Shas, calls Eliezer Moshe, what's his name? It's a very big gun. Eliezer Moshe, oh boy. Let's go again. What? Horowitz, right. Shkoyach, Horowitz. Eliezer Moshe Ov, famous, you know, legendary guy. So, I'm looking at him over here, I can't find him, but Eliezer Moshe Ov is Taka Yisrael's Kasha. Same from Kiveda, he was fought at Kiveda, I believe. Yisrael's Kasha. Now, Eliezer Moshe Ov says a very interesting shot. What type of a sunda are we speaking about? The Gemara and Testament days in Brachos. I mean, according to the Maskan of the Gemara, we're speaking about a sunda kedaita. In other words, we're not speaking about stam having a meal, having a beitz of pas. We're speaking about a sunda kedaita. In other words, the Maskan of the Gemara, at least according to the Tosfos, is that from mincha kedaita, that means from 12:30, you can't have a sunda kedaita
in Shabbos.
No, you go on Shabbos, it's in the base. Get him a sunda kedaita, like a chasana. Oh, type of pigeon event I went to today. And the plot of mincha then is a din that you can't have any sunda until you have a mincha. Now, we're speaking about night. We say that Kriya Shema can say at least even to chatzai, it's only on a shachar. So, what sunda are we speaking about? The same thing too. From says of chavah until on a shachar is a long time. It's the idea called a sunda gedayla. In other words, the Mishnah in Shabbos is speaking about that the Gemara concludes. I mean, she's got ties with certain holds like this. We're speaking about a sunda gedayla. We're speaking about a big meal. You know, you're going to a chasana, a wedding, or, you know, modern day bliss. So, says Elizabeth Jehovitz, he says, that's what Tosfos is saying. I know you can't have a big meal. I know the Mishnah Shabbos. But how do I know that I can't wash on a beitz of pas? A small meal. So says Eliezer Moshe Ovitz, we know from this price of all the beitz. In other words, there's three levels according to Eliezer Moshe Ovitz. Hagoyim, Eliezer Moshe Ovitz. Right? There's level of Suda Gedola. And Tak, you can't have that when it becomes Yisrael Chavit. And then, this dinner calls a stop, a regular Suda, a Beitzel pass. And that's Tosfos Mechadesh here, that after Yisrael Chavit, it's about Kriyish, but you can't have that Suda. That's what's Mashmi here. And then you have something called Tema, which is Mutter. That's what the Mashmi Chavit says. In any case, that explodes the second Kasha of Kiveda. That's Mashmi like that. What is Mashmi like that? Because, first of all, why did Tosfos mention that? And also, too, in other words, Tosfos become mashma. What's mashma? I'll get to that, but I'm saying, in other words, clearly, Tosfos should have brought the Mishnah in Shabbos. That's a mabez. It's mashma that Tosfos understood over here, right? Tosfos understood over here that, that we're not speaking about the same type of sunnah we're speaking about in the Shabbos. I said that wrong. Whatever it is. In any case, the Eliezer Moshe Ovitz says there's no what's called a tzushta. There's no connection with Shabbos. Shabbos is speaking about a suda gedola, like the person, you know, taking a haircut, etc., or the bulsiki. It's not speaking about the type of meal the person is having here. And certainly an oni is not having a suda gedola. Okay, so that explodes. And I think that's true. Now, so I wanted to say something different too about what about the Malashor? What about the Malashor? How come the Malashor didn't mention Te'ima? How come the Torah didn't speak about Te'ima? So I want to say that the Maposhek, the Koyim reading Truma, right? What is Truma? What is Truma? It's Dogen Tirish V'Yitza, okay? Lechol B'Sudasa, okay? Okay, Shemin, certainly they're not eating. You can't eat Shemin. Yayin, you wouldn't say Lechol B'Sudasa. So what are you left with? You're left with wheat, Dogen. For sure they're having bread. If they're having bread, stop. They're eating a Beitza. Why would I think the it's a truma. So, for sure, it was partial to the Baal HaShoah. The Kohen were eating the soda. They were eating the soda. Forget. They're hungry. They haven't eaten all day. They're Kohanim. They're Tomei. They come and say something to Chavim. They want to eat. They want to eat a whole meal. They're starving. Why would you think they're eating a morsel? So, it never ended for Baal HaShoah to think. Then what? That the bishop speaking about Tima, who that wouldn't buy that. But you can say it since Moshe they sent his mask like that, Zakoyla with Chumasim, that makes sense in the Mishnah. So, with great reverence to Adon of Kivega, nonetheless, the mashmos of the Taifas is Kipshuta. Nevertheless, what? That the Issa is to eat a Suda. That's what Taifas says. And the fact is that Taisba says in Beis HaMadeis, also the Haskel of Basuda. You can't begin the soda. When you're a person, it's pas. That means a soda. Truma is probably not done here. That's a soda. So Taisba says in two places, they mention the word soda. So what we get here is the following thing. In other words, a soda gedoyla you can't have because you might, you know, forget to eat Kriya Shema completely. But here there's a special din that they made a sayag. What's a sayag? This is a tesipid base they made a sayag. In tesipid base in Shabbos, why can't you have a big soda? You don't need a sayag. It's very, very partial. You might forget. But here you can say maybe I won't forget. So, but Chacham made a sayam, because why? They were worried that maybe a person will eat and going to go to sleep. Now, what's interesting is that Taisba says, right, Bikan mashba, shegizban krishba, ein loy lechol suda at shir krishba is palo arvus. Why did Taisba say mashba? Why mashba? I mean, you could say it didn't say it's awesome to do it. I want to say it like this. What does it say? It says, a person comes, can they show you that other bit of sodet? Eilich the Beisi, Eichel Kimma, Eshter Kimma, Bishan Kimma. I'll eat a little bit, I'll drink a little bit, I'll sleep a little bit. V'chazer Eichel Kishma is Balo, V'choy Fashin, I mean, V'nim Tzu Yoshin Kol Alayim. But rather, a person, right, should come home, and then he should eat, and right, and bench. Now, what were we worried about? Were we worried about the meal, or were we worried about that he might eat, drink, and go to sleep? In other words, because they know it's from the Bereisa. It's much more worried that the guy's going to say, I'll eat and drink and take a nap. That's what we're worried about. Because the Gemara says, V'choy fasa shena. Maybe if the guy goes to shul, and has up his there a little snack, we're not worried about it. L'chayla, he didn't eat in shul because that was a base kinesis, not a base medesh. You can't eat in the base, you can't have a suda, the base kinesis. But they were worried about him sleeping. Because people have time to sleep in shuls. At least not in the shul itself. But the Taisus speaks about himself and nothing. But it's like this. So Taisus is mashma. In other words, the Gemara, you could learn the Braisa, that we're just worried you're going to eat and take a nap. And that you can't do. And the only reason I told you to go to shul was not to take a nap. But maybe eating is permitted. But Taisus is mash, but you can't eat either. It's mash, but you can't eat either. Why? I'll tell you why. Because the person says, I'm going to eat, drink, and take a nap. But right, you're going to shul. So why did Chacham say what? You know what? You can eat and drink, but don't take a nap. So, from that it's mashma that you also can't eat either. But about a fasuda. Why is Eichel Kimba? He's clearly exaggerating. That's the pshat of Kivego. Okay, very good. Okay. So Baruch Hashem.
What about the second
Kashrut? What? That was going to be less than the Shaharlitz. No, there's a lot to say on that kasha. I think Elazar by Shehovitz is mamish b'chaber l'emes here, because I think that's mashu from Sugya still, but that's Elazar by Shehovitz. And for the last show, I explain. We start making the sort of two of the Mishnah. For sure, he's in the Mishnah. Okay? Now, so, it would come out then that the Magen Avraham is correct. Right? The Magen Avraham says, it says in Shulchan Aruch, Simon Reish Lamed Hei, Asa Lahaskala Kol Chatzi Shah Sabat Lazman Kriyash Bashal Avis. Magen Avraham says, Lo Shulchan Tu Asa Mavor Suda, Chikas Amodachai, Aguda, Bis Yesem, Shema Toisves. By the way, it's not in Magen Avraham. All the Shema Rebbe Shema Toisves, Kmo Shema Sabti, right? The team of it on the Shari. Okay? That's interesting, the Tumas Adeshin, the Tumas Adeshin, it says, Magic Peel Team are awesome. Why? So it's a nation makes the raya lo yom ha'adam oichol kim v'eshte kim. So the tzitzit says makes the second tzitzit of kimeger. I say the person's exaggerating. There's a bishop that have geraisa, chamira, tefeya, va'en lo yishol leisa, whatever it is in any case. It goes on. But anyway, I think the minig ha'olam is to make her. But anyway, like this. So what should you do? Should you be machber? Should you be makel? I mean, despite the shir, I mean, it's still a fort, it's got kiveger. So, I want to tell you a very, very interesting thing. That in Reish Lamed Beis, right, in Reish Lamed Beis, the Magen Avraham brings in Sif Katan Ches a Mari Vayel. Now, I'm saying this from Gilsa the Yankasa. I don't remember the Mishnah Berurah bringing this. The Ma'ariv, the Baba Avraham says you can't eat a suda, right? So say, he brings the Ma'ariv vial, right? Okay. Cause the Ma'ariv vial hilchas Pesach. The nearly do adin mishlo yispala arvis and matzipa also the locha v'limud at shispalel like I said Rakama. Aber beschachres kamen shatzim mis palen noy khashin shem yefsha. In other words, in my life, this is Shulai Bir HaKodesh.
You've got the you told him a secret location.
That's it, Shulai. The Magen Avraham, Reish Lamed Beis, Sipkat Ches, brings in the Mari Vial, that at night too a person should do malacha, should learn, flee davins, like it says in Reish Bachas, Eichel Kiva, Eshta Kiva. But Beshachas is Mutta, why? We're not worried. So he says, when we hide time and novel, I call Achas about the Milcha Katana. The minute is to eat at the Milcha Katana. Right? V'oi Chashamish Maske V'koyna Beis HaKadesis. Aval Bokim Shein Shamming and Asal Lomoy Beshachas Kim Shizpala. What's a mashma? So mashma is, once again, there are many ways of cutting this Mari Vial. The Mari Vial seems to be saying the thing. The Mari Vial, it's just like this. The Mari Vial saying is that in Shachris you can let's say learn. You can't eat because there's a different thing of eating called Lisachal Adam. But even the minute is to eat a meal, even Mincha, before Mincha, why? Because the Shabbos calls you to Shul. The Shabbos calls you to Shul. Okay? What about my live? So they didn't say Hagel Shabbos. So it could possibly be in the time of the Gemara, they didn't go to Shul. It was that clear they went to Shul. The Shuls were far out at the Yishuv, and they usually didn't go to Shul on Ma'ariv. Now, the interesting is, what does the Gemara say? The Gemara says that a person shouldn't go to his house and shouldn't say, I'm going to eat a little bit, drink a little bit, or I'm going to sleep a little bit, take a nap, and don't forget. But rather, you should go to Shul. So what's the issue of eating? The issue of eating is because I'm not going to go to shul. I'm going to come home and eat, and I'll fall asleep. But what happens if I use? But at the time of the Gemara, it's mashma. I mean, Tosfos says this. Tosfos says this later on, but the other says it. At the time of the Gemara, it was dangerous to go to shul. It was outside the town. People used to stay home and daven ma'ariv. I want to claim that if a person usually goes to minyan, none of this applies. In other words, the whole din here is speaking about at a time or for a person who didn't use a gun to shul. But if a person regularly goes to shul for Maariv, he's not going to forget. He won't forget to go to shul. A person might forget to read Kriya Shema at home, but he won't forget to go to shul. How many of you have forgotten to daven because you didn't go to a minyan? But no one forgets to go to a minyan. Am I right or wrong?
Is Rav Shmuel saying with a set minyan?
No, I was going to say minyan. Whoever, I want to say even more than that. Whoever is noyeg to go for a minyan, he won't forget to go to a minyan. You might forget to say Kriya Shema. You're sitting in your house. Why should I remember to say Kriya Shema? But you, but a person that is going to go to a minyan, then he doesn't have to. None of this is an idea.
So even if I miss my regular minyan, like he's...
Right, because you always go to a minyan. You never forget to go to a minyan. You ever forget? Does anyone? Did you ever forget to go to a minyan? It might be you didn't want to go to a minyan. You didn't feel like going to a minyan. Did you ever forget to go to a minyan? No one forgets to go to a minyan. You might forget to say Kriya Shema if you're home. You don't forget to go to a minyan. Right? I'll give an example. Right, people at the early Shabbos, the Gabbai says, remember to say Kriya Shema. You remember? You forget. Why? Because you're not in shul. So I want to say, it's interesting. I don't believe, now one thing you can correct me, this and that. I don't think the Moshe Rula brings this money of honor. I don't remember bringing it. But I want to be the Chaya Mason, the Mount of Vi. I want to bring him back. In other words, I want to claim, and this is my Chiddush is, certainly I can rely upon the Magen Avraham the team is prevented. But I want to say, a person who goes to Minyan every night, in my opinion is, unless it's a Suda Gedoyla, a Chasana, that he might collapse into the Chasana after eating so much, and explode, etc., I want to claim that, and it could be the Chasana too, because the very boy raised up the bank. But I want to claim is, a person who goes to Minyan every night, he can be Meiko. He can even be a Suda.
What if I have someone reminding me or I set an alarm?
What's it called? People use that. People use that. I'm not saying that, but I'm not sure reminding helps. What if he forgets? Who says anything better than me?
If
the Gemara speaks about someone showing me. I know, and he brings that. Well, the Bukhara is, I think, the Gemara on Shabbos. It speaks about Shemiyata. That's different, because I see you do the Aveva. I see you do the Aveva. Of course, I would say Shabbos! But who says I remember? Say Kriya Shema.
So if I'm going to a big pseudo wedding, and I miss Marv at the beginning, so I should be a chidus rather than eat first?
I think shadam yechis if you don't think you'll go to a minyan. If you don't think you'll have a minyan. The Ma'aseh the disciples are more like that. I think in Kufa, I think in Kufa and Zayna, the more brings it in. If you leave the house and you're afraid you might forget to come back and, you know, bend, you should bend before you hear. But that would probably be true if you don't think you'll make it to a minyan. If you decide not to go to a minyan. That's what I want to claim, the Maariv says. I think this is, you know, look it up and say, once again, I said before, you could be that like here, like there, but I want to say that's the concern here, the Maariv. But certainly to Ima is I want to claim, certainly with this seal of Tima, certainly is permitted.
But it's really mastering a proper meal.
That's what I'm thinking about. Tima, I mean, Tima certainly is permitted, even for the Machmir and the Machmir.
Except Rabbi Kivay.
Yeah, but with the Maravai, with Maskim. Kibbeh is going in the Tosfos in the Shas that the Gemara assumes are not going to a minyan. By the way, let me tell you something too. For example, even the Tosfos brings forth, for example, people make Kiddush, you know, before Tekiyas. So one of the Sfars the Tosfos can give to be medical is because I'm going to go back to Shul. I'm going to forget the Yeshayfa. Who's going to go back to Shul? Especially making Kiddush in the Yeshiva downstairs. Why should we bother you? The Mishnah in Sukkah, HaNoitel, Noitel Al HaShulchan, Abab and Aderach, speaking about a person come from a Derach, he's not going to Shul. So he comes with a Derach, he sits down to eat. Well, where do you have to get to take Lula, take out a minute? He's not leading a normal life, he's a traveler. So Abab and Aderach, Noitel Al HaShulchan. But a person's going to go to shul, and certainly a person's going to hear tekiyas, he's going to eat tekiyas another 15-20 minutes, then for sure, you know, that's what the... I would tell a story right now, but I don't want to waste your time with stories. But in any case, all I'm saying is that the same logic applies here too. Okay, this is this. Okay, now, Basically, this I think, in short, there's much more to speak about here too, but I think this halacha comes from Kairos. What we're going to begin is a very, very interesting sugya, which I think I'm just going to introduce right now, but we're not going to get, Mitzvah will get into this next week. You all are aware that when you go to Chutz La'aretz, after, in other words, after Hashkiveinu, you say, Baruch Hashem Elam Amen V'Amen, Baruch Hashem Shechev Yishlam Alokal, etc., etc. There's a whole tefillah that's said, and then after that, that's in Chutz La'aretz, in certain places, some people don't know, and then there's a Chatzik Kaddish and Shemona Esrei for Ma'ariv. And the question is where that minhag came from. And in fact, there's a very important discussion in this in the Poskim, that's in the Rishonim. Not in the Gemara, but in the Rishonim. And this is discussed, actually first discussed in Dalamud Beis in the Tosfos, and then there's a Rosh, and then a Yena, etc. So very interesting questions that come out that regarding the influence that we saw part of Halacha and Minhag, etc., etc. In Mitzvah Hashem, next week we're going to actually begin that sukkah. So if you want to actually prepare for next week, those of you who are thinking of preparing, there's Dalamud Beis the Tosfos, in Diba Maskel Dom Rabbi Yechel is Benagam Haba, and then there's the Rabbeinu Yonah, there's the Rosh, and we'll speak about everything in Mitzvah Hashem. We'll try to understand why, in fact, do we still say Chatzi Kaddish, the mafsek between Geul and Tefillah, as we do in Ma'ariv. Okay? Until that time, from an undisclosed place in Yerushalayim, Yerach Kodesh, until next week, Kol Tov.